This is Shirley Stolzer along with Judy Rubenstein on this date of August 22nd for our second session with Mr. Jack Buncher at his office. And Mr. Buncher, will you again state your name?
This is Jack Buncher giving this to.
Thank you. Jack Buncher, Chamber of Commerce and other civic groups in Leedsdale will hold a testimonial banquet for Jack Buncher, left head of the Buncher Industrial Development, October 29 at Ambridge Country Club. Shown congratulating Mr. Buncher for his success in attracting new industries to this district are Irving Turner and Jack Bowder of Ambridge Chamber of Commerce. So that was the big thing. They were going to be getting more business as a result of your having built them. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Anyway, that's part of it.
Then you went on from Leedsdale to other ones? What happened to the scrap business while you were starting on these industrial parks?
Well, I got into the rail car business by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, I had a young brother who has since passed away, quite a while. Howard's been dead now, I forget, quite a while. He was a little wild guy. And he finally one day he came in and he said, "I want to quit." And he was divorcing his wife who wasn't happy.
All kinds of troubles.
All kinds of trouble. And anyway, to make a long story short, he said, "Buy me out." I says, "Howard, you're making a mistake." He said, "Buy me out." I said, "I don't want to work anymore." He says, "I know that you're at $100 a day," he said, "I can live the rest of my life and not worry about it."
Mm-hmm.
And to make a long story short, he was down in New Orleans. Because I had a shipyard at that time. I was scrapping ships in Mobile. And I was scrapping ships in Philadelphia. And I was all over, say, and I couldn't keep track of them.
Of everything, sure.
Christmas.
Yes, 1947 on the.
Oh, wall. That was.
Yes.
That's the shipyard in Mobile.
Mobile, from your Mobile boys, it says.
Yeah.
Jack Buncher, good luck. That's something special.
The bronze plaque that came out of one of the L.A. Mill had one of the bronze wheels from one of the boats that was grabbed there. It was big operation, and I had that. I went to Philadelphia, and I made a very good friend there, and opened a and as a result of it, I opened up, was able to get a yard that was really part of the Philadelphia Naval Annex down there. But I used that yard to scrap ships, and then after a while, during the Cold War set in, I was doing very good repairing ships. I decided to go into the repair business because they weren't selling any more ships for scrap. See, they were putting them in mothballs for the time being. And when was that? That was in 19... Where is that?
Is that
1948? That's
a shipyard.
That's a shipyard? Yeah, that's right.
That was in Philly? The shipyard?
What was the name of that?
That was
shipyard.
Delaware River Shipbuilding and Dry Dock.
That's right. Changed.
Yes.
I think, my picture somewhere.
Oh, it's right here. My goodness, you were a handsome young man.
Was I?
Oh, my.
Still
is. Yeah, you're now a handsome older man. Yes. So you went into that.
So what happened? All the yards were blown out, blown up, you know, in Europe. So I was doing repairing all the Greek ships there. You know, help fixing their boats
right. And
working on their ships. Because I had the people from the yard and when that was over, then, let's see, when did I come back to Pittsburgh after that? I came back to Pittsburgh after Boyle died in the meantime.
How about Howard? You said he was going to get out, but then you started to look around at these other places.
Oh, he was in New Orleans at the time,
mm-hmm.
And he got hold of a nafta down there, but got a hold of him. and he didn't last long with his money. Mm-hmm. She talked him into. This was just the time the television came out,
mm-hmm.
And all the bars put a television screen in, and if you tried to put a jukebox on, they'd shoot you, you know, or you wanted to listen to the television, the new television there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, she sold him on the idea of buying up all the businesses, television, the music boxes,
mm-hmm.
That was a tremendous cash business.
Yes.
And it wound up that he was broke inside of a year. He was busted. And,
but he didn't come back to work with you.
No, I wouldn't take him back. No, I wouldn't take him back.
Because you
he didn't want to come back.
He didn't.
Really. Mm-hmm. You know, because he felt he knew enough about the business.
Mm-hmm.
He could start himself.
If he wanted to.
If he were. And he
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it in Easton, where I started. I had operations prior
mm-hmm.
to that. And everybody knew him. He knew them. And they got involved and
mm-hmm.
just didn't turn out
no.
right. So, he got me. One day he came to me, and he was doing very well over there for a while,
mm-hmm.
And he had a nice home up in College Hill, where he was living in Easton, and he came to me and he showed me all this and everything. I said, it's beautiful. I said, you'd be crazy if you did anything else. He said, well, I won't. So one day he came to me and he said, Jack, I need some money to buy something else. I said, what's that? He said, well, I run out of money and I got all this merchandise and everything. And he did. He had a lot of good equipment and everything. And he said, So I said, well, not for me. He says, well, then I'm going to have to mortgage my house. So I said, well, what do you want to buy? So he told me about there was a yard that was up for sale. And he'd show me the cost of that yard, laying out the copper tools. He says, come look at it. So I got the plane, went over and looked at Easton, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up putting the money up to the thing. But I said, you're not going to touch it because I don't want this thing to happen. Well,
mm-hmm.
to make a long story short, he had a stroke and died just about that time. And here I had bought this thing. I had bought it, and it wasn't a bad buy, but it wasn't but a question of that. But what the hell do I know about the railroad car business? Well, that's where how I got in a rail car.
And you learned?
Repair. And yes, and it was a good lesson.
Yeah.
And I went into, I got help. There was a lot of things I did in the meantime. In the meantime, I had I'd gone and invested in buying railroad cars, investment cars, to make money. I never was idle.
I noticed that. You had mentioned that in Chicago, I can't remember what the business was that you had there, but you said, I couldn't take care of everything myself. There were too many things, and I don't know what happened with that.
The Chicago, yes.
Yes.
This was where I saw the first industrial park.
Ah,
that's
Chicago.
In Chicago.
Yes.
That's
when
I went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was never going to.
I see. Did you go in? Did you build any other besides Leedsdale?
Industrial park.
Yes.
Oh, sure. I got one in Youngwood, Pennsylvania.
So you began to build different ones, do you know?
Will you tell us about the Youngwood Industrial Park?
I don't know that one at all.
It's near Route 70.
That's
and
right.
Near Greensburg.
Right.
Okay.
It's an industrial park that you've probably seen it. It's a very successful park. Still operating, still going. Sure, it's operating profitably.
It's a lot of things to take care of.
Is that near where the VW plant originally went? Were you instrumental at all?
No, I was not instrumental in bringing them there. They were there, of course. Before they were there, I think somebody else was there. Was it Chrysler or something?
Chrysler's there afterwards.
Was it after? One of them was far afield. You know the area, so you probably know. I know one of them was there. But I was very successful with that industrial park in Leedsdale.
What kind of businesses are there? I don't know. Tell me, I noticed in your front office where the receptionist sit, you have a big picture of the railroad station downtown here when it was converted to an apartment place. It looks like it's been converted.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Were you part of that too, that idea to convert it?
Yes. That was with, what's his name, Jack? My friend, he got birthday at the same time. Jack.
From Cleveland?
Was he a member of the
in Pittsburgh.
Was he a member of the Historical Society here? Is that
no. I don't know what I'm talking about. His birthday and my birthday are a year apart.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
But any event, you were in with him on this idea of converting?
Oh, you're talking about Jack Robin.
Jack Robin was the guy.
Good. What is the URA?
Urban Redevelopment.
I see.
And he here for many years, Jack Robin, the city of Pittsburgh. Very well known.
And you
as
and
a matter of fact, they named a building for him on the Robin Jack Robin building. On Jones Law building. That's my friend.
But this is part of your development, that station into apartment, the Pennsylvanian?
Jack Robin, I had a bid in on it, and somebody took my bid and discarded it and put in another bid. And as a result of it, the guy went to jail, as a matter of fact. But in the meantime, the property got tied up in litigation and whatnot. And there was a long time between when it was available and when it could be released and constructed and used for something else. I had plans to use that building with Jack Robin. With Jack Robin's help, into a office building, which it was. It had always been a railroad office building prior to that. But excuse me.
That's all right.
But to be old, it's no good.
Yeah.
But the alternative is worse.
Yeah, right. I was just going to say that. You got it in before I did.
Anyway, that's a...
with Jack Robin. Said that we're asking about the projects so we can hear it because it's fascinating.
You know about what I have. That's all I can tell you about what I have now. About what I plan, I don't know.
You don't know.
Right, you were telling us about the Pennsylvanian.
Oh, anyway, no. The man went to jail over the thing, and by the time it came into fruition, the office market in the city went to hell, and of course I didn't touch it anymore.
Yeah.
I left it. It became a hotel.
Yes, yes.
And that's what it is. That's
apartment hotel.
Yeah, but they were going to tear that down. I'm glad they never did.
Yes.
It was a problem. There was a problem with the deed there, too. One of the parcels was taken by condemnation. And I think there was a problem with it, getting good title to the thing. So I backed away from it. Too many other things.
What are the things that all I saw on the outside of this place said the Buncher Company? What does the Buncher Company encompass? What does it mean when you... If I wasn't a Pittsburgher, I wouldn't know anything about this place. You know how some places list what they're doing?
Just a company.
Just a company.
That's it.
With different divisions?
No. Yes, they do. Yeah. The real estate division is next door. It's
a management
agency. Yeah, that's a matter of they take care
of real estate.
All the leasing and the...
I see.
Yeah. And... also, construction is downstairs, department.
Construction of businesses?
Our own construction.
Forest tenants
I see. I see.
Anyway, that's about all I can do.
Tell me, what is your role now? You're still overseeing everything going on?
Chairman of the board.
What
do you mean, oversee?
I don't know what you as the chairman of the board does.
Chairman of the board. I run the... I just sit here.
I see.
I think your vision has been extraordinary. And it would be very interesting to see where you fit in with the whole strip development, what you see happening in the future within the whole city.
Well,
what is the strip
of
Okay. I don't know that.
All right, reach out to
you know this strip?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, I was born and raised in this town.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I was born at 29th Street, Upper End.
Yes, you told us about that.
I told you about
that. Yes, that youth was interesting.
And here I am, though, at this point. And I don't know what's going to happen. The strip now, I'm sure, is going to get gambling.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. It's just a matter of time. Well, you have to wait until this governor's out of office. And the new election will be in this fall.
Right.
And I would say that no one running for the office, unless they're in favor of gambling, would have a chance for the office.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because Station Square wants gambling, and this side wants gambling, everybody wants gambling. If they see it as the future of the city. And that's all I know.
When you talk,
how would that affect your properties?
Well, I hope to be part of it.
Uh-huh.
When you talk about the strip, are you talking about the strip district, that whole district where there are all kinds of stores and vegetable places? Right.
Sure.
I see. That's the strip district.
That's the strip district. Mm-hmm. Right.
And there are people interested in bringing gambling to that area.
Well, a whole area, both Station Square, Conway's over there, mm-hmm. something else.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland
interested.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's we're going to see a lot of it.
Good. You had mentioned that you had some other awards here.
Well,
and I wonder if you could tell us, or perhaps Jeannie could help
tell
us about
that. That
one with the shovel.
Yeah, you take them way back.
Yes. We'd love to see your parents' pictures.
This is the award from, that's for Jewish Residential Services. Yeah. I think you told us about that the last time. Yes.
Oh, that's recent. That's just.
That's fairly good. May have 94.
Yes.
So
just this past May.
You may. Yeah.
Yes.
This was 91. This is an RFC. The budget company is sponsored by RFC. Could you tell the latter place?
Yes, that's interesting. In honor of Mr. Buncher's 80th birthday, the Buncher Company sponsored the providing of a flower and plant to each resident of the Riverview Center for Jewish seniors. Isn't that a beautiful way to celebrate?
That is beautiful.
What else do we have?
The American AJ,
the Joint Distribution.
I think enough is enough. You know, how much
is enough? Like to hear all these awards. They're just beautiful awards.
How much is
Buncher Family Leadership Program. Oh, that is an award from the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee. That's a beautiful thing. Okay. Now, tell me, the one of the last parts we want to hear about is what, besides this leadership program in terms of philanthropy, what kind of interest do you have that you have made a part of your life in terms of contributions?
What other kinds?
Yes. Besides,
whatever they ask me for,
they do. Well, I know the Leonard Stacy House and the leadership program. Have you had any other?
Well, right now, they want, I'm involved in all that stuff on Beachwood Boulevard that's going in up there.
No idea what it is.
The rehabilitation?
Yes.
Oh, where the church is, where we support the church? Is that what you're talking about? St.
Sure,
Philomena's?
Yes. Where the church is.
Yes.
I'm committed to that.
You are.
Well,
Yeah, but
first I got a last to do is to do it, but I'm there.
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
But the community center, Jewish community center.
Yes. So I don't know anymore. You know, and it's done.
Okay, we're not going to.
It's done.
We're not gonna, right.
Yeah, but here is.
Good. Okay, you've had enough. Good.
Just one last question. I just wanted to ask you about the Riverside development, because you personify the Stroop District so much. That would you just tell us more about that Riverside development that you did, the boardwalk and all
it's
of
not
that?
Complete. When it's complete, then we'll talk about it.
Oh, okay.
I only talk about
we'll
things
come back.
When they're done.
But isn't, I mean, a lot of that start, you had talked originally with the Rouse Corporation of Baltimore for development?
Rouse wanted me, in the worst way,
to
develop it. And I would have developed it, but the mayor wouldn't go along at that time. That was many years ago. Many years ago. Sure.
Early
80s. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, Jack Robin brought him in to do that, but the mayor at that time was mayor.
Caligiuri.
Yes.
Because
he
there
didn't
were
wanna
other factions.
Remember, they built it on the north side where the science center is.
Uh-huh.
That's where they put the science center at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for it, as I understood, was that the money came from an outfit from the north side. What was the name of the the company, and the Federal and 6th Street, I guess, the bridge going out to Federal Street. And,
was it a financial?
No, it wasn't a financial firm. It was a
Mellon Stewart?
Clothing outfit or something on that side. They had a big clothing store there. And that was the money came from that.
I see.
And that's why they wanted to build it.
I see. Well, Mr. Buncher, it has been a real pleasure to talk with you. You have stories that are really unique, and I have enjoyed, and I'm sure Judy could say the same, being able to talk with you. And I know you gave a lot to us, and we deeply appreciate all the time you put in with us. And I'm sure the Jewish community of Pittsburgh is going to profit from this, because we are going to have it for research purposes. You know that. And by the way, if there are any photographs that you would have of Mr. Buncher, we would love to have something that we could put in the with the tape. Okay, sure. You could just send it to the National Council of Jewish Women Office. Yeah.